from the studios of Alive 90.5 FM, streaming live on the Woof Australia. It's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. Here's what's on tonight's show.
The guys talk to Ellen Amy about touring the Outback and catch up with Hurricane Fall on the historic night they broke the crowd record at the Tamworth Country Music Festival and review their Sydney Harbour cruise. Let's get started with their hit Levi's.
It's alright, cause you know when you run late, you'll open that screen door. So what I've been waiting for, I can't help but say damn. Go when the 501's hop up on my board and I get to peek in out of them cutoffs, freed at the bottom. You reckon me in them Levi's? It's hard to try. You got me missing turns and singing along to every song on the radio. Ain't going nowhere fast, taking a long way to make it last. Oh girl, when you lay it on back, keeping beat with your bare feet, tapping on the dash. And I get to peeking out of them cutoffs, frayed at the bottom. You reckon me and them Levi's? It's hard to drive when you're taking me for a ride. You got me burning. I'm peeking out of them cutoffs, right at the bottom. You reckon me in them Levi's. It's hard to drive when you're taking me for a ride. Got me burning the red light, stop signs. I can't keep it between the lines. My ski's swerving right.
Hurricane 4 with Levi's, one of their older songs, but one that they still play live and, well, the fans just love it, you know.
Speaking of live, how good were Hurricane 4 on the Sydney Harbour Cruise last weekend?
The boat was rocking, and that was before they even played, you know.
It was a little rough initially, as in, you know, the left side went up and the right side went down. It was hard to get used to, you know, when you're a radio DJ used to sitting in a very stable, flat studio floor, but we managed, didn't we?
We did. It was very rough. I've got a different center of gravity to most people. I'm very tall and I'm very wide, so it was very difficult to stay upright. There was a pole near the front, so I was able to kind of hang on to that. That was the best part about it, but I didn't completely topple over.
I took your technique holding onto a pole, and then a little fan came up to me and she's like, "Oh, you pole dancing?"
No, please,
well,
no.
I pretended to, but the missus wasn't happy about that. So, note to self, don't listen to the fans.
The cruise was sold out, and Hurricane Fall continued to grow in popularity. And as we've mentioned before, they set a crowd record at the Long Yard Hotel in Tamworth during the festival. We were lucky enough to catch up with the guys on that night. Here's how it all went down.
Hey guys, Hurricane Fall here, coming to you from the Long Yard with Big Stu and MJ
in Tamworth.
Let's go!
Guys, halfway through your set at the Long Yard, you've packed out the building, the line's out the door. What's the feeling right now?
It's really overwhelming. This is just insane. The people that are lining up to come in and check us out is awesome.
Oh, mate, it's surreal. It really is. And we're humbled, but just looking out at the crowd and seeing everyone singing our songs back to us and having a blast, it's amazing.
Now, you guys have already teased some new music on stage. How was the reaction?
Yeah, it was a really good response. We've played a couple of them before, and a few people know the words already to them, and we're really excited to get them recorded soon.
Yeah, can't wait to jump in the studio and produce them and get them out for you so you can listen to them while you're cruising around.
So what's the timetable to do that, to get into the studio for new music?
We're trying to get in as soon as we get back from the festival. I think we're booked in already in the first week of February,
yeah.
And we're going to start hooking into this EP.
Yep, so you'll be hearing brand new stuff coming from us very, very soon.
We can't wait, boys. And you guys have been working so hard. I think your manager Mike just said it's your third year here at Tamworth as a band. You know, how do you feel the work's paying off now?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's you can really tell that we've picked up a few extra fans every year, and the response on our page too, like our Facebook page, the likes have been going up insanely this week. So it's good.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. As I said, you know, it's just humbling, and we just can't wait for next year.
Life is a highway. Josh Setterfield in the background
in the background.
He was the entertainment during the intermission of Hurricane Fall. He nailed it. The crowd fell in love with him, and it's great to see artists we love supporting artists we love.
I love. Absolutely. Now, the guys talked there about getting into the studio to record new music, and we can now confirm that that has happened, and the new single will be called Wheels Up, and it's going to be launched very, very soon.
The band has been playing the song live for a while now. I'm already starting to memorize the lyrics.
That's right. The fans know it.
Yeah. So it's was it Wheels Up and... Okay, yeah. Maybe I don't know the lyrics as good as I thought. The dedicated fans are definitely singing along at the show, so they can't wait. We can't wait to play it. Tonight we have an exclusive glimpse of the song recorded live on the Sydney Harbour Cruise. Check out this little teaser of Wheels Up. Band has been playing the song live for a while now. It is sounding good. Wheels Up is the new single, as we mentioned, and also the name of the Hurricane Fall tour that will kick off very soon, supported with Mick Lindsay.
Yeah, that's right.
Another good friend of ours. We played his interview. He kicked off Tamworth interviews.
That's right,
so go back to listen to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You can find it on Spreaker and iTunes and TuneIn.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to keep an eye out on their social pages for more information,
all the details,
including dates and stuff.
That's right. And they are coming to Sydney. They're going to be playing Rudy Hill RSL. So that's going to be a big one. Keep an eye out for that if you're in Sydney. One of the support acts on the cruise was Jared Taylor from Tamworth, who has an interesting story about how he became a solo artist, MJ.
Well, he was a roadie and the sound guy for Hurricane Fall, and the band encouraged him to play his own music. So he took the plunge, and he's recently attended the Country Music Academy and is building his career.
Yep, he's got an amazing voice. He recently released a single that features the Hurricane Fall guys on it. I know you'll be blown away by this. It's Jared Taylor with Country Wild.
Wild.
Right, you got to say like that, Country Wild on Planet Country.
Let's get cool.
country wild. She could barely believe her eyes at country style, dancing, shaking side to side, band playing songs she never heard before. Grab my hand and led me to the bar. I didn't think we'd get this far. I thought you'd run after just one look. Dance with me as I live to two. Party in the country is not what it seems. We like big and rich and Jason O.D. Dancing all night and having some fun. Can't stop drinking till we see the sun. And it's the country life for me. It's the country life indeed. Yeah, country wild. Look at me, and then she took her hat and kicked off her heels just like that. We were in our own little world.
You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. It's said that Big Stu likes to luxuriate in a hot bubble bath, then lie back on a bed of smooth satin sheets.
Ugh.
And clip his toenails.
Ugh.
I'm Tara Favell and this is my new single, Fast.
I guess I never saw it coming, cause I wasn't ready for a rush like this. And I guess I'll never know if it was a fire in the dark that we lit. But we moved fast past friends, straight to sleeping in your bed. We went from star to star, floor did hard. Didn't even matter the consequence. Yeah, I saw the sparks and it broke my heart. Oh, you were gone before I knew how fast I could love you. Oh, he was bad, but had a way with words to keep me coming back. Made me love every damn line I heard. And I've never been the kind of girl to drive without my seatbelt, but I just did. And I never saw the crash or the mess till the wreck I was in. Cause we moved fast past friends, straight to sleeping in your bed. We went from start to start, Lord did hard. Didn't even matter the consequence. Yeah, I saw sparks and it broke my heart. Oh, you were gone before I knew just how fast you. I wish I had a warning sign to tell me when I lost my mind, when to stop at a red light kind of guy. So now I gotta forget your hands, your touch and your kiss. Fast.
boy, we move fast. Yeah. Sleeping in your bed, we went from arm to arm, a loaded gun. Fired away, look what we've done. Hey, I saw stars, yeah. It broke my heart. All you were gone before I knew. Oh, you were gone before I knew just how fast I could love you.
Favell with Fast, and Tara was the other support artist on the Hurricane Fall cruise, and it's fair to say she got the raw end of the deal, because when she played, the boat was rocking, but by the time Jared Taylor and Hurricane Fall played, the captain had steered us to calmer waters. So congrats to Tara, because I don't know how she stood upright putting up with those conditions.
She's definitely one of the busiest artists we know, and she was in our local area on Sunday to play at the new Sunday Country Session at the Bullen Bush Hotel here in Borkham Hills, just around the corner from our studio.
That's right, within almost eyesight. I popped in to check it out. There was a good crowd there. Tara had them singing along to some country covers. So if you can get along on a Sunday throughout March particularly, I hope it's extended beyond that, from 3 till 6 p.m., on a Sunday. It's a great afternoon. I know they've got Rachel Fahim and Tori Dark coming up during March, so check out all the details on the Bullen Bush Hotel website.
Thomas Rhett continues to press with the song with songwriting on his latest album, Life Changes.
Yeah. Life Changes.
The latest single is called Marry Me, but it isn't the romantic love song that the title suggests.
No, far from it. T-Rect explained that the song is one you definitely don't want to play at a wedding.
I think a lot of people will still.
They thought, oh, it's a wedding song. He said that basically it's his what if song. He said there was a time when Lauren and I dated and broke up like forever and almost married other people. That's a very morbid thing to write about, but it's one of my favorite songs on the record. I'm such a sucker for a sad song. Oh, T-Rett. Let's see if the listeners agree. This is Thomas Rhett with Marry Me on Planet Country.
Hey, Australia, this is Thomas Rhett.
Your favorite country is right here.
She wants to get married. She wants it perfect. She wants her granddaddy preaching the service. Yeah, she wants magnolias out in the country. Not too many people save her daddy some money. Ooh, she got it all planned out. Yeah, I can see it all right now. I'll wear my black suit, black tie. You don't
tie, I'd out in the back, doing a strong shot of whiskey straight out the flask. I try to make it through without crying so nobody sees. Yes, you wanna get married. Yes, she gonna get married. She ain't gonna marry me.
That's Thomas Rhett on Planet Country. MJ, a guy who seems to morph between genres and musical styles is Zac Brown of the Zac Brown Band.
Yeah, he released Heavy's the Head to Rock Radio, which featured the late Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, and there was Broken Arrows with Swedish DJ Avicii.
Hang on. You had to say that by bobbing your head. Is that how you have to announce a DJ's name?
Guitar players, you know, they strum the guitar.
Well, you do the little... You
know, DJs, they don't just press play. They've got to bob their head and, you know...
So that's how you do it when you...
Sorry to DJ Bucks, our good friend. We're just having fun.
Every time we say his name, we've got to bob our head now. A few months ago, Zac Brown announced that he was part of a new southern pop group called Sir Roosevelt. I think that's how you say it. So Roosevelt. The new project was described as Brown's progression as an artist as he moves more into a mix of pop, dance, and acoustics.
So what about Zac Brown? Man, I know a lot of listeners will be wondering, is that still going on? Is the band split up?
No more Chicken Fried.
Like me a little chicken fried.
Except for every cover band at Tamworth. Well, no, it's unclear when the next album might be released, but I don't believe they're kaput. I think it's just a side project. In fact, Brown said that Sir Roosevelt is a new chapter in addition to Zac Brown Band, a new outlet for creativity, connection, and art.
Yeah,
whatever that means.
Well, I mean, they've just recently released singles from the album, so they must still be invested in it.
I think so. He went on to explain, and this gets even deeper, to me, that's what makes a real artist. It's natural to want to create music that's similar to what we like to listen to. Sir Roosevelt has become the outlet we have for everything outside of the homegrown roots of Zac Brown Band. I have no plans to abandon everything that we've ever done, but there are literally millions of different sounds out there. It's like different colors to paint with.
So is Zac Brown, like, you know, you've got blue, red, and green, but they're not blue, red, and green. You've got, you know, pigeon blue and faded blue, something or other. Like, you know how you got the fancy names for colors?
What was that when you just said pigeon blue?
Don't ask why, but pigeon was the first word that came into mind.
Like powder blue sky or something like
that. Yeah, or day glow red kind of thing, you know.
Vanilla bean
cream.
Is
he like that with music? It's like, that's not an A. It's a slightly high-pitched pop-derived A. You know, your B, your G string, and it's like, you know, is it like painting with colours, as he said?
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Well, let's check out what the fuss is all about. Absolutely. This is Sir Roosevelt with Something About You on Planet Country.
You ain't even trying, but everything stops when you walk in the room. Tell me how you do it. You made me wanna fall just looking at you. The sound of your voice and the touch of your skin, sending chills up my spine. The taste of your lips and the spell of your kiss, I can't deny. There's something about you, you, and all the little things that you do. Try to put my finger on it, there's just something about you. Something about you, you got me feeling something brand new. Ooh, I think I'm going crazy. It's more than just your mind, it's more than just your body, baby. It's just something about you. Caught up in a moment, lost in the way that you're looking at me. You don't even know it. You could only see what you're doing to me. The sound of your voice and the touch of your skin, sending chills up my spine. The taste of your lips and the spell of your kiss, I can't deny. There's something about you, you, and all the little things that you do, do. Girl, I can't explain it no matter how hard I try to put my finger on it. There's just something about you, something about you. More than just about it, baby. It's just something about you. Maybe it's the way that you touch me.
my finger on it. There's just something about you. Something about you. It's more than just your body, baby. It's just something about you. Just something about you, baby.
In Australia, the Federal Police receive a report of a missing person every 15 minutes. National Missing Persons Week is July 28 to August 3. For over 100 years, the Salvation Army International Family Tracing Service has been locating missing family and relatives. Today, they have a 75% success rate. There is hope. To locate a missing family member or relative, call the Salvos International Family Tracing Service. 1-300-66-7366. It's a free service.
Now on Planet Country, it's time to check the weather around the nation.
How's the weather today? Is it sunny?
It's gonna be a long, hot summer.
Is it raining?
It's raining on the Sunday.
Is it cloudy?
Storming like crazy.
Is it snowy?
It's a shame about the weather.
How's the weather today?
Jay, what can listeners expect from their weather tomorrow?
Let me just get my notes, Big Stew.
Very professional.
Brisbane, showers in 27. Maybe they can send some rain down to Sydney. Mm. Speaking of which, Sydney, partly cloudy in 27, dry, dry, dry.
You should have a dry joke every week until we get meaningful rain in Sydney.
It's so dry, the dogs are marking their territory with chalk lines.
Exactly. Get one for next week ready, unless it rains, okay?
Canberra, partly cloudy and 31. Melbourne, a shower or two with a top of 31. They think they're so good just because they rain.
That's right. We're
Melbourne's
so better
than Sydney. Oh, you know how many times I hated hearing that living in Melbourne?
I know.
I hate it so much I moved back to Sydney. Hobart is going to get actual rain, the real stuff, a top of 22. Adelaide, humid with 33, and Perth, partly cloudy with 29.
And what about in Music City, MJ?
Nashville, cloudy and 76. And you know what? You can look up the Celsius conversion yourself. I'm done.
You really need some rain.
Hi, I'm here to talk about the Reading Writing Hotline. It's a service that helps adults who can't read and write as well as they'd like to. The number is 1300 655 06. Give them a call if you know somebody who needs help with reading and writing. It's never too late to learn, and it's easier than you'd think. 1300 655 06, the Reading Writing Hotline. 1300 655 06.
From the studios of Alive 90.5 FM. Streaming live on the Wharf Australia, it's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Now on Planet Country, what's trending on social media? Hashtag, lame theme.
I'm sitting in the movies and I'm looking at my phone. I need to check my Facebook while the ads are shown. Looking at my phone.
Now here's the only host on this show with a clue about social media, MJ.
And Big Stew, welcome to my segment.
Yes, what are the clues,
you usually
MJ?
Interrupt me at some point.
No,
so
I'm just
always
sitting here waiting.
Okay, so just ladies and gentlemen, once again, the clues are Facebook and Instagram. It's Planet Country Radio is the username. On Snapchat and Twitter, it's PC Radio Show. Jump on Snapchat because we do a lot behind the scenes there. Mm. A lot of funny jokes that sometimes we mention, sometimes
we don't. I made a chicken
don't.
Fried joke just before.
So did I.
We made two different
winning. Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, jump on PC Radio Show, Snapchat for all behind the scenes, footage, jokes. The show continues basically off the air.
Mm, when it's on the air, but off the air. MJ, what's the haps on social?
Don't say haps again.
Why?
Put it this way. I don't know where you go. Yeah, it didn't even make it onto social media.
Not even too old, just didn't exist.
Social media is already more than a decade old, so just cut it out.
Okay, well, what is happening? What has happened?
This week, Maren Morris was forced to defend herself against some cyber bullying from a keyboard warrior going by the name of Trigger.
Wait, Trigger. Hang on. Wait, Trigger. Isn't that the guy who runs the Saving Country Music site that hangs crap on new country artists?
That's the guy. Ugh. He recently had a rant against Maren Morris, accusing her of acting like she's hot word.
Oh, S dot dot T. Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm. Among other things, he says she shows no humility or dignity.
That's absurd. Maren Morris is a brilliant artist. I've never seen anything to suggest that she thinks she's better than anyone else. She's cool.
Well, she said she can't wait to get murdered, marry Ryan Hurd. But I don't think she thinks shit that's better than anyone.
That's just a funny thing.
Maren Morris had some supporting the former social media post by former Universal Music Group executive and college professor.
Oh.
College professor.
Of
instantly
music.
Better than everyone else.
That's right.
Beverly Keel is the name. And Rolling Stone country writer Marissa Moss. Maren then responded on Twitter by saying, "Weird concert, but my humility is and has always been towards my fans.
Ah.
Not some cowardly basement dweller." No disrespect to basements. I'm glad that she clarified that.
Absolutely.
Basement dweller with a keyboard.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marissa and Bear, for sticking up for girls who just want to do their best and not apologize for it.
Ouch. Maren can hold her own, but seriously, this trigger jerk, he's got a name, but I'm not even going to dignify it. He's an idiot. We've had run-ins with him and his cronies, some of whom are here in Australia, actually. We've had run-ins before. They're hell-bent on destroying country rock and pop, and look, they should just, I don't know, crawl into a hole. They're a waste of space.
Now, on Planet Country, it's time for the prestigious Song of the Week.
Big Stu.
Yeah.
You're doing a little dance. We'll have to do that on
I'm doing the dance this
Snapchat
time.
PC Radio Show. Now, without a guest here, Big Stu, you normally give me a clue.
Yes. Here's the clue, MJ. She doesn't lack humility.
Maren Morris.
Exactly. How hard was that? Maren has released a new single off her Hero album called Rich. Let's get Maren to tell us all about it.
I wrote this song basically as a kiss off to any guy that tries to pull a fast one on you. And it's happened so many times that if you had a dollar for every time it happened, you'd be rolling in it. So I hope you enjoy it. Hey there, it's Maren Morris, and this is my new song, Rich.
If I had a dollar every time that I swore you off, and a 20 every time that I picked up when you called, and a crisp new Benjamin for when you're here, then gone again, and a dollar every time I was right about to ask.
Yeah.
us with our Song of the Week, Rich on Planet Country. Love it.
Brett Young has released another single off his critically acclaimed self-titled album. The ballad Mercy is sure to appeal with Young's legion of fans. I love when that people say legion.
He does have a legion, I think.
Because it sounds like they're like an army, but they're not admitting that.
They're not
yet.
Aggressive. They're just
they're not aggressive yet. But if you get on the wrong side,
bam.
But a legion of fans who love his emotional voice and sensitive lyrics. Let's check it out now.
Hey, this is Brett Young. This is New Country.
Mercy, why you gotta show up looking so good just to hurt me? Why you wanna stop this whole damn world from turning? Mercy, why you hanging on so tight if this ain't working? Why you wanna stop this flame if it's still burning? 'Cause it's still burning. So if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it. Take it. If you made up your mind, then make it. Make this fast. If you ever love me, have mercy. If you go out tonight and get drunk and lonely, wind up home alone, please don't call me and say you miss me. No. If you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it. Take it. If you made up your mind, then make it. Make this fast. If you ever love me, have mercy. Break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, take it, take it. Oh, if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it. If you made up your mind, then make it. If you ever love me, if you ever love me, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Have mercy.
Yeah, mercy. Brett Young, MJ, you and I were just talking, in fact, snapping about that song while it was playing there, and you made an interesting observation. It's a good song. It's a ballad. It's a little sad, and you were like, come on, get back to the
other stuff. Well, he's had a lot of sort of sad songs. Mm. You know, he's got Like I Loved You, Mercy. What's another one? The one that followed Sleep Without You. Speaking of Sleep Without there's a lot of songs we have to remember, ladies and gentlemen, and my brain can only function at half capacity on a Thursday night. Sleep Without You was just an upbeat...
It had a vibe to it.
Good song about love. It wasn't a sad song. It was a positive song.
Yeah.
So I just kind of hope that on a new album, when it comes out, that he does put in a few upbeat songs that... that you can dance to and party to, you know?
Well, I made the comment that he's kind of the country Ed Sheeran. And by that, I mean he's kind of that, you know, moody, soulful kind of... All the chicks love him, is what I'm trying to say.
But Ed does have upbeat, happy songs.
That's
true. What's that one? The bar isn't a... the club isn't a place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Is that I like that. But yeah, so hopefully,
what's the little hand movement you did at the same time
to show that there's a change in pitch?
Oh, okay.
I have no singing or humming skills. But yeah, hopefully, you release something like that. But we'll put a vote. We'll put this on Instagram, Planet Country Radio, in our Instagram story. We'll put a poll, because you can do that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Saying, do you want to have Brett Eldridge release more upbeat? Happy and upbeat love songs on a future album.
Brett Eldridge can do it too, if he wants, you know.
Yeah, he could.
Now, speaking of social media, Ellen Amy just shared something a little earlier saying, listen into the show because we're going to be playing her interview, so thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and she's like, from memory, she talked about cows. Did she talk about cows?
We may have edited it out. No, I don't think we did. I think it's in there. We were excited to catch up with Ellen at the Tamworth Country Music Festival and find out all about her tour of Outback Australia. Here's how it went down.
We are here with Ellen Amy, who has just got to Tamworth from a big trip around the country. And I'm going to ask, is this tan real? Did you go to a spray tanner?
No, yeah, I've been surfing in Hawaii, you know. No, it's fake.
So whereabouts did you go? Because you've been all over the place.
Yeah. So in November, I flew up to Darwin and drove to Katherine. From Katherine, Northern Territory, drove out all through WA for 3 weeks, touring with Tom Curtin, and then ended up in Perth, flew home for Christmas. New Year's, we drove out to Louth, which is outback New South Wales near Bourke, and the town out there is like 40-something people. We turned it into over 100. So over 100 people came into this one little country pub, and we had the best night ever. And then drove home, and literally the next morning got on a plane. Went back to WA for another 2 weeks, and then flew home last week, I think roughly around this time, packed, repacked everything, and drove to Tamworth.
So does Tamworth feel like New York City right now with all the people here?
Far out, there's a lot of people here. It's parking's crazy, right? Like, parking's ridiculous. I think it's more busy this year than any other year I've seen it.
We always ask the artists here in Tamworth about the heat, but it's probably nothing compared to what you've dealt with in the outback.
I'm pretty acclimatised now. I'm good. Getting up to sing was no problem now. I'm used to it.
Speaking of singing, how did the outback people take to your music?
Probably better than they do in Sydney even. Like, I do like gigging around Sydney, and there's a lot of great venues in Sydney, but I'd much rather be out in the outback where people don't get it as much. They just appreciate everything 10 times more, and they, you know, they like country music, I like playing country music, it just works.
Now, how's the response been to your single?
Well, I mean, it feels like forever ago now, but it really wasn't that long ago.
It's only yesterday you were in the studio talking to us.
I know, right? Honestly, it did a lot better than I ever expected it to. For, you know, your first single, you don't usually get asked to go on a big tour or get to do a lot of things, and it was played on CMC a whole bunch, and you guys played it a whole bunch. I know everyone tells me all the time. They're like, oh, I hear Jealous all the time on the Wolf and Planet Country. And I'm like, yeah, because they're legends. But yeah, we did a lot better than I expected.
And are you planning for a follow-up?
Yes, of course.
Anything you can share about it? Any secret?
All I've been saying this week is song plural. There'll be a few.
Ah, that's it. So you're getting into the writing, getting into the...
Yes, been writing a lot.
The creative stage?
A lot. I think I finally got to the point where I know exactly what music I want to make, what I want to write about, what I want to put out there.
And is that touring in the outback, has that given you an opportunity to write about things that maybe you wouldn't normally write about if you're just in the city?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the more experience you get, the more stuff you can write about, and I've had a heck of a lot of more experiences in the last 3 months than in a long time, so there's been a lot to write about.
What's the plan now after Tamworth? Back on the road?
Yeah, I'm going to go home for a little bit. Go home and be with my family for a little while. I might pop up to the Gold Coast. I've been playing at the Outback Spectacular. I do the pre-show entertainment, so I might go do that some more. And then back up to the Northern Territory a little bit later in the year for some fun stuff.
What about the wildlife when you've been touring around? What have you seen out and about?
Oh, wild cattle, like just Brahman calves are like the cutest thing ever. Brumbies, Brumby foals, lots of emus, kangaroos, wallabies, everything.
You're used to sort of working around animals because your background is a dairy farm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, has the farm missed you?
Well, I miss the farm. I've ditched it to do the music thing and to travel. You know, farming's a seven days a week job, so you can't really travel and do it at the same time. So I had to leave that for a little while, but like, I miss it. I do really miss it.
I'm Ellen Amy, and you're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Look
look who's walking in here. Thought we made it real clear this was gonna be my bar. Now you ain't here for the whiskey, boy, I know you miss me. Had a little change of heart. Now I was broke up when we broke up. Now I'm thinking, so what? I'ma start the show, cause you came in and showed up. I'm gonna make you jealous. Can't you feel it coming on? Get you wishing you still held. Shake my hip hips, you ain't gonna take your eyes off. Gonna write my 7 digits on a napkin. Boy, I ain't bragging, but here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna make you jealous. Can't you feel it coming on? Get you wishing you still held. Cause you came in and showed up. I'm gonna make you jealous. Can't you feel it coming on? Get you wishing you still held.
Ellen Amy, great to catch up with her in Tamworth. And further to the fact she was touring the Outback, MJ, she's posted something on social the other day about moving there.
Yeah, so she said that she's her and her partner are looking at moving to Katherine, to be a part of the Katherine Outback experience. She'll still be gigging, and so I assume she'll still release her music, but it's a career opportunity that a lot of people probably don't even know about.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing there. She'll be part of a tourism thing, so she'll be able to get her name out there as well. And she loves the Outback. She loves country, Australia.
She loves animals.
Yeah, so if you're a real country person, you're going to be incredibly jealous of her. And exciting to... And I can't wait to see what the social media side of it. The Snapchats, the Instagram stories, all of the exciting times she has in somewhere that is completely different to where we are.
Absolutely. Now, from a country person, so to speak, to a truck person, Jane Denham, who always sings about trucks, has got another song about trucks. This is Calamity. Check it out.
Your stacks of chrome and your wheels are rolling, and yeah, I'm home alone, all alone. Any fool can see that you're not my type, but you happen to be the type I like. So come on, come on. Well, I am matches and gasoline. Oh, hey.
We're a dangerous thing, boy, every time we meet. Call Emily. We're trouble when we start a fire. It's like we're tangled in barbed wire. The way you get to me, calamity, calamity.
Jane Denham, Calamity on Planet Country. Almost out of time. Quick reminder, Saturday the 3rd of March is Country Rock Sydney, around the corner from our studio at the Bella Vista Farm Park in Sydney's northwest. Tickets are still available, so ladies and gentlemen, jump on board quickly. I think it's the final week for online sales. You can still buy at the venue, but don't delay. Buy them online.
Yeah, don't
get
wait.
Ready.
Avoid the queues. And I can tell you, we're going to be there. So look for us. The Wolf will be there. Look for the Wolf paraphernalia.
Look for a little tent thing.
That's
and
right.
We'll be there. You can come meet us, get selfies and autographs. I say it every time I say I'm going to be somewhere. So it's going to be a great show. A lot of our friends are playing. Drew McAllister, the Wolf Brothers,
absolutely.
Lee Kernaghan, Ben Ransom. I think, is Christy Lamb playing?
She is. Just quickly, Christy Lamb will be live in our studio in 2 weeks' time, the week after the festival.
How about that
recap.
Unplanned segue there?
There you go.
Still time for one more song, Big Stu.
Yeah, we're going to finish with Lady A. You're going to love this. This is Friday Night, of course, made famous by
Written
the
by
writer.
Eric Paslady.
That's right. That's but right. Before he actually put it out, Lady A recorded it. See you next week.
Traffic doing so nothing on the radio. I don't wanna be another chore to check off on your list of things you gotta do and places that you gotta go. Oh no. Back to